Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Okay.
Hey, hey.
It's a freewheeling bonus episode.
Happy bonus.
Happy bonus to you, Kathleen.
The sun is shining today in New York City. We're getting some midwinter sun, and it is delightful.
It is February, and it feels like it's April. And that's fine. I walked around today. I saw some people walking around in t-shirts. Just no coat, nothing.
You know who I saw walking around New York City the other day? Kevin Smith. You know, like,
really?
Filmmaker, Mallrats.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
That's crazy.
Looked exactly in person like he does on the movies.
Big shorts.
Yeah, big shorts.
Yeah, he loves the shorts. Was he wearing Crocs?
He was wearing brightly colored Vans.
Okay,
like
that's right.
Slip-in Vans.
That sounds right. So today what we're talking about is songs that will put you in a good mood. Songs that really make you feel like you are going to be okay.
The cheerleading playlist.
Yeah, and we're gonna throw it up all. We're going to vomit it onto a Spotify playlist. and post it so you all have it. But the reason that we're doing this is because I had maybe one of the worst weekends in recent history.
Oh, no.
Just in terms of there's like something going on personally. Everything's fine with Dennis. Everything's fine with my family and the cats. There's just some shit going on that I'm having to deal with.
Do you want
to
play my favorite childhood game?
What's that?
Dr. Martha Gladstone.
Who's Dr. Martha Gladstone?
I am Dr. Martha Gladstone.
Wait, as a little kid, you invented a game called Dr. Martha Gladstone.
And
you've always been this way.
And I would sit with my friends and we would like talk it out. We would go to therapy and like, yeah.
Wait, where'd you come up with the name Dr. Martha Gladstone?
I don't know. I don't know if it's I have to look it up and see if it's a real thing.
That is so you.
Sure enough, there's a professor, Martha Gladstone, at the University of Maine.
But you couldn't have known that.
It's just a name that we came up with as kids.
That's amazing.
So do you want to play Dr. Martha Gladstone?
No, I mean, as much as I would, knowing that, like, you know, it's more entertaining to say the word yes than no, I probably shouldn't play Dr. Martha Gladstone.
How dare you keep anything personal?
I know. But it was a really, really, really awful weekend. And there's some, you know, my depression came back just because it got dragged up. So I survived only through, I am turning my Wi-Fi off because I am getting every text from every person I know.
Oh, I do not link my text messages to my computer. That causes me anxiety.
It's madness. So I really only got through the weekend because of music, like listening to happy music. And I normally don't listen to music. I normally listen to podcasts. But this weekend I had to like go for mood altering songs.
You know, before we crack the mic, I was explaining to you that lately I've been listening to music in the morning.
Yeah.
I've been experimenting with different ways to wake up in the morning instead of looking at my phone, you know, like reading a book first thing in the morning for 10 minutes or putting on my playlist. And I'm really a huge fan lately of mood altering playlists.
Yes, it helps a lot. So let's just like jump into it.
Yeah.
Let's crack into it.
Well, what do you call your playlist on your phone?
I have two, and I'm going to sort of dip from both of them.
Yeah.
One of them is called Happiness.
Okay.
And it's just songs that make me happy.
Yeah.
And one is called New Life.
Okay.
And I started that when I left my old job and was like, all right, let's start fresh. And like, what songs connect me to myself the most?
Yeah.
And so I think it's pretty telling what songs are on that list.
I call my playlist Life as a Soundtrack.
That's great.
And because, you know, when you hear a song and you get a feeling, I'm attracted to like happy poppy songs.
Yeah.
If you hear a song and you picture like a main character in a movie, like deciding to change their life and they're walking down the street and the birds are flying around their head and the sun is shining and they're like, yeah, I'm happy. I'm going to do this. I call that playlist Life as a Soundtrack.
I love it's like their transformation moment.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of, this reminds me, have you seen the movie Britney Runs a Marathon?
Yes.
Okay. So I watched it last night.
I bought sneakers so Kathleen could run a marathon. Has Kathleen ran since she bought those new sneakers? Nah.
No. That's okay, but you got them and that's a step one.
Yeah.
As we learned, you just have to get out the front door.
Yeah.
I have a lot of feelings about that movie, both good and bad, but I will say this. I sobbed during that movie.
Yeah.
And when I woke up this morning, my eyes were swollen because it got out all of the stuff that I'd been shoving down over the weekend.
Yeah.
And like, I just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed because of Britney Runs a Marathon.
So. Yes. It is an excellent movie. There are some problematic fat shaming moments.
Yeah. They do put her in a fat suit at the beginning.
Yes.
And it made me wonder though, like, do you want the actress, if it's important that the actress is a certain size, do you want her to put on that weight only to make her lose it again, which can throw off her metabolism?
Yeah.
Or is it also a problem that the movie is about losing weight to make you feel better? Like, so should that even be something an actress is asked to do?
Yeah, I know. It's sort of like a what came first, the chicken or the egg type situation. But the actress, I always forget her name.
Jillian Bell.
Mm-hmm. She lost like 40 pounds in the making of the movie.
She did.
It's fantastic. It's on Amazon Prime, and I don't think you have to pay for it if anybody is interested in watching it.
Yeah, and the guy who plays the romantic partner is so damn charming.
It makes me want to join a running group for people who don't know how to run.
I know.
There's so much camaraderie.
There really is. And
yes.
Like, I was reading an article about how they filmed the marathon scene, because spoiler alert, Brittany runs a marathon, and it's the New York City Marathon. And you can't really reenact that when you're a low-budget film.
No.
And so she had a body double, and then they had three different crews, and the New York City Marathon has a specific arm that deals with people who want to film during the marathon.
Oh.
And, like, one of the producers had all of the actress's different outfits in her backpack, because Jillian Brittany had to be a certain level of sweaty at different points in the marathon. So, like, they'd pre-sweat all of her costumes. And so, like, she was coming with them because they couldn't have many crew members out there because they didn't want to interrupt the regular runners. And she actually ran, like, a good portion of the marathon herself. But
really?
She had to keep rerunning the same section over and over to get the shot. And so it was badass. I was really impressed
with
it.
That's so interesting how they do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. That kind of stuff, it's like, you know, production porn that I really like.
Do you think you could ever run a marathon?
No.
I 100% could not.
No.
Only because it really grosses me out when people are like, I was running the marathon and I had to shit, so I just shit my pants.
And then you see, like, the picture of the dude who has just poo running down his legs. So the guy who plays the romantic lead, he's so charming and he's so good in it, and you just want to have sex with him.
And he loves Brittany no matter what size she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like Colin Firth in Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yes. It sort of reminds me of this thing I read on our Facebook fan page probably a couple weeks ago. And it was a girl who was like, taste buds, I just want to let you know that my boyfriend ran his hand over my back, back fat ripples and all, and he told me that I've never been sexier.
Oh, that's so
nice.
And
it's just like moments like that where guys who love you are attracted to your body no matter what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little bulges and soft patches and all. It's so endearing.
Totally. Yeah. I think that's hard to believe can happen if it hasn't happened for you.
I know.
And so when it does happen, it sort of blows your mind.
I know.
I think in that way, the movie is pretty good.
All right, let's get into playlist.
Let's talk about playlists. Kathleen, what is a song? We're just going to go back and forth.
Yeah.
What's a song on your playlist?
All right.
We're going to do this old college radio style where we're just going to play the songs from our phones.
Play the songs from our phones.
Okay.
This is one of my favorites. Do you know Lunch Money Lewis?
Yes!
He's got this song called Bills. And, like, the whole song is about how he's got mouths to feed and bills to pay. And I imagine myself as, like, walking down the street. I'm president of a startup. Like, I just started this startup. I'm, like, going to hire my friends to work for me. And I'm, like, I got bills to pay.
Okay. I forgot about this song.
It's such a good song. Damn, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn. I got
bills. I got to pay. work every day. I got mouths. I got to feed.
Yep, that's
That's
it.
Such a good song.
It's such a good song.
Okay, one of mine is, okay, I'm not going to apologize. This is the first song that I ever really, truly loved.
Is it going to be something really dark, knowing you?
I wish it was.
Evanescence?
I wish it was. No, that's for when I need to cry. I download just the track to Bring Me to Life,
yeah.
And then I sing it in my tub. This is my very favorite song of all time. Especially since Yanis Marshall choreographed the most amazing dance to this. That's on my list.
My body, when I hear that song, just automatically starts moving in jerky movements.
It can't be helped.
And, like, my shoulders and my rib cage, they just start isolating themselves.
Yes, I think that if you were born between, like, 19, I don't know, 19, like, 80 to 95,
yeah,
you have a certain visceral reaction to that song.
Yeah, when that song comes on. I put my nieces in the car this weekend, and I was like, all right, girls, we're going to listen to Britney Spears.
You're about to learn your history.
And they were like, ew, no. Can you put on the Zombies 2 soundtrack?
Ew, no.
There's this movie on the Disney Channel, Zombies 2. My nieces, who are in third grade and first grade, they're obsessed with it.
Was there a Zombies 1?
And then there's going to be a Zombies 3. And then they're like talking about a zombie sleepover. I don't know. If you have trouble sleeping, which is one of my main problems in life, you need to check out Gravity Blanket.
Yeah.
My Gravity Blanket is one of my favorite things that I own. I've been sleeping with a Gravity Blanket for a long time now, and I can really feel the difference on the nights when I don't sleep with it as opposed to the nights that I do. Huge difference in how deep of a sleep I'm getting. Unreal.
So Gravity Blanket is the top-rated weighted blanket that helps you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. It's the only blanket that's proven to improve sleep quality, and it does it because it's, like Kathleen said, weighted, so it uses deep touch pressure simulation, and it gives you the sensation of being hugged. There's like something inherent in our human just DNA that,
yeah,
like the feeling of swaddled or being hugged helps us calm down and fall asleep.
And for the new lower price of $189, our Acquired Taste listeners also get another 20% extra off of that. This is an investment that you need to make. I'm telling you, it is going to change your life. I'm not joking when I say that. It changed my life.
We love our Gravity Blankets. So learn more about Gravity Blankets at gravityblankets.com and then use the promo code TASTE to get 20% off your purchase today.
That's gravityblankets.com. Use the promo code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to get 20% off of the blanket that everyone is talking about.
Okay, what's your next song?
All right, this is one when you're in the shower, you're like sudsing up, and I always regret that moment when I didn't put it on loud enough and I can't reach my finger out of the shower. I can't reach my volume because I'm all soapy. It's Carrie Hilson, Pretty Girl Rock.
Nice.
Such a good song. Most people don't know about this song.
Carrie Hilson is very underrated.
She hasn't put out anything recently, I don't think.
She's an amazing songwriter, though. And, like, she has such an amazing voice, but I think that she just, she doesn't get the attention she deserves, I think.
If you want to feel good about yourself, put this song on.
Great song.
Oh my God. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
By the way, she's 5'9".
Don't be mad because I'm cuter than the girl that's with ya.
All right. My next song is, again, it's like the opening lick makes me so, so happy. And when this comes on, I just start to dance and think that I am darling. I mean, DJ Khaled can suck it, but... I love Rihanna. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in as much as I can from Maytag. This song's so good, Wild Thoughts. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down and out. Cause I can into things that I'm gonna do. Wow, wow, wow. It's a good song.
It is good.
Yeah.
You want to see me naked, naked, naked.
Naked, naked, naked. And it samples Carlos Santana, which I like.
You know, some people, my brother does this. He's got a playlist that he turns on when he gets home from work every single day.
Uh-huh.
So no matter what that day was like, it's his reset playlist.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Like, I don't consider myself a music lover. Like, I don't live for music.
Right, same. Yeah.
I like music. It enhances my life.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, a diehard fangirl over certain bands or whatever.
Yeah.
But my brother is one of those people that basically doesn't ever have the TV on. He's just, like, a music person.
Oh, see, there are so many of those people out there.
And
but
so,
I'm not one of those.
No, I'm not one of those either. But I'm, like, sort of learning to become one of those, especially with, like, my happy music in the morning. But, yeah, he resets everything with just, like, a good, solid playlist that he knows what's on it.
It's a great idea. I wonder, I'd be curious what he has on his playlist. We should ask him next time he calls.
We should interview a music therapist.
Yes. Oh, yes. Let's do it. Let's. Like, if you are a music therapist.
Yeah, we have some questions for you. Mm-hmm. All right. This is, I'm at the gym or I'm like in my guest room doing lunges.
Yeah.
And I am going to be in the most tip-top physical shape of my life.
Yes.
If I just keep it up.
Okay.
Yeah, Bethany. You see the sweat dripping down my body. Break a sweat. Break a sweat. Becky G. Don't get tired yet. Did you break a sweat yet?
Not yet. I'm getting tired yet.
It is one of my favorite songs ever, and I'm pretty sure that song has been used in like 10 different women's razors commercials.
Because it's women like working out at the gym. They got to be smooth because otherwise gross.
Also, like the Under Armour, the female Under Armour commercial, I think. But it's, I mean, it's about working out. I'm pretty sure the video for that song is Becky G working out.
Makes sense.
And then when you work out and you're like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm strong.
That's a great one.
I'm sweating.
Okay, this one, I saw him perform this song live at Global Citizen Festival this last summer. Again, the opening few notes makes me so happy.
It's a cool.
It's Pharrell. The song is called Freedom.
I love Pharrell.
Yeah. Hold on to me. Don't let me go. Who cares what they see? Who cares what they know? Your first name is free. Last name is dumb. But you still believe in where we're from.
I've never heard that before, and I'm adding it to my life as a soundtrack.
Such a good song.
Freedom.
I love it very much.
Pharrell.
Yeah.
You know what I picture when I listen to that song? Mm. I picture, like, somebody who just got out of a really bad relationship.
Yes.
And they, like, they go get a haircut.
Yes.
And then they go get some new clothes.
This is definitely, this whole playlist is songs for the montage, the like preparation or the, you know, the glow up montage.
And then they walk into a bar with their new haircut and their new clothes and everybody, men, women, babies, children, they all turn to look at this person. And that person walks right up to the bar and is like, I will have an Appletini.
Mm.
Ew.
Ew. I will have a whiskey.
I
drink whiskey now.
A Chardonnay.
Under this chandelier. All right, Kathleen, what is your next song?
Okay, so this is the song when I have like energy that I just need to get out of my system and like jump up and down. I do this when my husband's in the shower so he doesn't see me.
Oh, I love shower time when the person doesn't see you. And you can do all your secret stuff then.
I know. And I just like jump around the living room and I like check my steps to see like how long I can dance to this and how many steps I can get in the living room. Okay, it's the song you've probably never heard before. The artist is Portland.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a group or a person. And the song is Deezy Daisy.
Okay.
It's D-E-E-Z-Y Daisy. And then this is basically it. It's just like sort of 80s move to it music. The chorus will come. Let freedom reign. The jumping part. There we go. Jump, 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 jump.
How many steps do you think you get in during that song?
Like 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good number.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is a song that I've recently become obsessed with. That's the song I play when I'm like, oh no, I do have control over my life.
Yes. That's
and I am going to be fine.
Listen to that song before you have to go into a board meeting.
Yes.
Before you ask for a raise.
Yes.
Don't tell me what to fucking do.
So that's Robin, by the way. Yeah, I love that song.
Imagine you say that to your boss. You're like, I'm sorry, I'm just repeating song lyrics.
That always goes well. It's just the song. All right, Kathleen, what do you have?
All right. This is what I listen to when I need to have a come to Jesus moment. Like, you are a human. You got this.
Yeah.
You're humble.
Yeah.
But you're strong.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to ask for help. It's Kesha's praying.
You listen to some sad songs.
No.
I can't handle it.
This is a powerful song. What are you talking about? You almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. You told me that I was nothing without you.
we hear it.
After everything that you've done.
Do you do this when you listen? Repeat the words to yourself?
I can thank you for how strong I have become.
Okay, you hear it. But
you know what I'm doing, Bethany?
What are you doing, Kathleen?
I'll tell you right now. I hope that you're somewhere praying. Praying. I hope you're praying. Because if you fuck with me, I'm going to come for you. And I hope your soul's changing. That's what I'm doing.
That's a very powerful song. I don't mean to giggle.
It's not an upbeat one, but it's like it's a powerful one.
All right. This song is, I just love it. The band didn't do anything, but I really love the one song because, okay, this is Me and My Broken Heart by Rixton.
Who?
I know. But I love this song because I also love the song that it ripped off, which is Rob Thomas' Lonely No More. So this is Me and My Broken Heart by Rixton.
I remember this song.
Yeah.
They used to play this on the radio.
By the way, this is Lonely No More, so you can like really hear what a blatant ripoff it is. It's Rob Thomas. He's the frontman for Matchbox 20.
Yeah, blatant ripoff.
Yeah.
All I need a little love in my life. All I need a little da 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 da. I remember this song.
It's also a good song. I was a really big fan of that album when it came out. Okay, Kathleen, what's your song?
This song is so obscure, but it just makes me happy. I'm going to tell you right now. Do you know the song Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John?
No.
I want to tell you about the young folks.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It makes me feel groovy and European when
I listen
to it.
It's a great song.
They like have all these whistles and stuff.
I feel like this is also used in a lot of commercials.
Oh, yeah. Like every single Volkswagen commercial ever. Like, this song is so Jetta. It's like, the Jetta is carefree.
Totally.
And young. And European.
That's a great song.
It's so happy. It's like I want to eat an ice cream cone and walk down a cobblestone street.
Totally. It's a great
sundress,
like upbeat.
And I want to meet a boy.
You met a boy and he is your husband.
Or a girl.
You met a girl and she's your podcast partner. Okay, let's do a couple more. Don't make fun of me. I love this song so much.
No promises.
This is old. This is Come Baby Come by K7.
I'm adding this to my playlist.
And there's like a call and response part where you can sing along.
Yeah. I love a call and response in a song.
Uh-huh.
What's that other one? Mimi outside. Mimi outside. Do you know what song I'm talking about? If you got your hair, if you got your real fingernails.
Those are two different songs.
No, it's not. No,
dun,
it's
dun, 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 dun. Let me clear my throat.
Let me clear my throat. Yeah,
that's a good song. Okay, Kathleen, what's your next song?
Once I was at a party in high school where the meet me outside part started and my friend started beckoning to everybody meet me outside. And then she walked outside and then we started a dance train and everybody went outside.
That sounds like the kind of party I was not invited to.
We were we're dorks.
There's a guy on YouTube who does it on Kazoo, by the way.
Do you know, have you seen this commercial for Facebook where it's like promoting Facebook groups and they're like, Facebook, there's a group for everything. And one of the examples they give are like all these people marching on the street playing the kazoo.
There is a group for everybody.
And then there's like another example of like people on stationary bikes knitting at the same time.
It's I know at least three people who would do that.
Your mom.
Yep, that's one of them.
Facebook, there's a group for everyone.
They're also like stealing all your information.
They
but whatever.
Are. Okay, this is one of my ultimates. It's sort of basic bitch. I don't even know if I like this artist. Like I kind of do. I kind of don't. Maybe I shouldn't even say that.
Okay, I feel like you need to come with a little bit more. Be more confident in your choices.
Okay. I'm going to be more confident. I love this song.
Okay.
Meghan Trainor, No Excuses. I think this is one of her best songs ever. This is a good song to get dressed to.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's really one of her best songs.
That is definitely a musical montage one. That's a musical montage where you are in the fitting room with your best friend and you keep like pushing aside the curtain and like revealing your outfit.
Yes.
And they're like, nah, yeah,
and your
no.
And your best friends are Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson.
Yes. Those are your best friends.
And Rebel Wilson keeps telling you to wear brighter colors and bigger patterns.
Yes.
And you're like, this is not me. And then you come out and you're like, yes, I'm fabulous.
And they all suddenly have cards with numbers on them that they're throwing up. And then they all like, hooray, and cheer.
And then the minions show up and they're like, beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, banana. Okay, so this is my last song.
Okay.
Okay. This comes on almost every time I'm in my aerial class, and I just want to do a routine to it, but I'm sure it's the most overused song for an aerial routine. But anyway, it's Lindsay Stirling with Crystallize.
Some Matrix shit right there.
I know. You know I love a classical combined with a technological.
I would love to see Keanu Reeves do an aerial routine to that song.
Oh, I love him so much.
Do you think he's down? I think he's down for it.
I think he's down.
I finally saw John Wick 3. So good.
I haven't seen it. Don't tell me.
Oh, it's good. It's like on HBO right now. Use my password.
Thank you, TikTok, Mr. Wick.
Bethany, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me anything.
When you have a really bad weekend, do you let it bleed into the rest of your week?
Sure do.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it bleeding into today, your Monday?
It has been.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I was glad that we were recording today because I knew that would pull me out of it.
Well, you get out of the house and like, the weather is beautiful today.
Yeah.
And,
And it was tough. And I had to run some errands in a certain part of town that has some tough memories for me, too. Mm-hmm. So like, it's just been kind of a rough day, but I don't know. Can you, Kathleen? Does it bleed into your week?
You know, I've been doing this thing lately, and it's just going to sound so silly, but when I'm having a funk and I have a really bad day, or it's the middle of the day, say it's noon, and I know that I'm already spiraling, I kind of stop down and I say to myself, have the kind of day that would make you proud. So, you know, at the end of the day when you're like, yes, I'm so proud of myself today. Like I went to yoga and I cleaned the house and I got my grocery shopping done. Sometimes I need to say that to myself to snap out of my funk. Like you can start right now. You still have half a day left.
Yeah, that's true.
Have the kind of day that would make yourself proud.
That's a good idea.
That's sort of what I've been saying to myself lately.
That reminds me of something else that has helped me in the past too, which is, okay, look at your watch or look at the clock. You have 10 more minutes to feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, then it's time to like pull yourself back up and keep going.
And sometimes that's a great 10 minutes to open your phone and play a game.
Yeah, or like just sob. Just put on some Evanescence, sit in the tub, and then just like close the curtain and turn on like just the track and just go like, how do you see through my eyes? Like open doors. Just sob for 10 minutes.
Or play the Law and Order soundtrack over and over again. I've been watching so much SVU.
Are you still in season, what is it, 21?
I'm working backwards. I finished 21. Now I'm almost done with 20.
Okay.
Then I'll be working on to 19. So I'm watching the storyline happen backwards.
So yeah, it's like Memento.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I like it. When did the hot cop, her partner, leave?
Oh, Christopher Maloney.
Yeah.
Every time SVU is on, I look over at my husband and I go, do you think Christopher Maloney regrets his decision to leave the show?
He's very handsome.
Apparently, he's got his own show on FX now called The Happier or something.
He strikes me as someone that you would have angry sex with.
Yeah.
Like aggressive, angry, consensual, but angry sex.
Yeah.
You know, like he would be your friend with benefits who you called. You guys didn't really even like each other that much.
Yeah.
And you don't really know much about each other. Mm-hmm. You just know that you just don't want to be happy around them. You want to be mad and you want to rage fuck.
Yeah.
That's so specific.
Like you had a really shitty day at work.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck you. You better be free to meet with me tonight.
Yeah. And he vaguely resembles a dude at work you hate.
I don't know.
Like, you know what? Tonight is the night.
I don't know why, but I just picture him living in the financial district of Manhattan.
Because he rocks the suit really well. And he's like always happy to be angry for you.
I do love Christopher Maloney.
I do too.
Chris Maloney.
I follow him on Twitter. He didn't follow me back.
No, really?
Yeah.
Does he say anything interesting on Twitter?
A lot of political stuff.
Mm.
But he's also like kind of has a decent sense of humor about himself. Like someone will tweet, you know, like my wife loves you. And he'll tweet like, watch out. You know?
I'm going to start a series of tweets to try and get his attention. And at the end of every tweet, I'm just going to write chung 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 chung.
I bet he'll laugh and laugh and laugh. All right, Kathleen, do you have one more song to part ways with us?
Sure. It better be a good one. Wow, I mean, this is a lot of pressure.
All right. So much pressure.
I know what I'm going to play.
Feeling good as hell. This song is will never stop being wonderful.
Feeling good as hell.
You are the person who introduced me to that song years ago.
Funny story. I'm pretty sure that Lizzo owes her career to me.
I don't doubt it. You were a Lizzo fan way before she blew up.
I have been an OG Lizzo fan since 2016. And this is sort of like a fun fact about me. The first time that Lizzo was ever played on Top 40 radio was because of me.
Really?
Yes.
Because you wanted it.
Because the radio station that we used to work at, I used to do this thing. Whenever the big boss would walk out of the studio, I would blast a song on my computer that I wanted him to play on the radio. And it was sort of like mental training.
Yeah, yeah.
And I played it enough where finally he stopped. And he's like, hey, what is this? And I was like, man, this is Lizzo. Mm-hmm. She's going to be huge. She's amazing. And then he played the song on the radio.
And she kept leading.
On a national show. So then she got played in 80 different cities across the United States. And Lizzo. Yeah.
That's Lizzo. And you can send an email to Kathleen.
You know what? Before I left that job, she was one of the last celebrities I got to take a photo with. And it made me really excited.
That's very full circle.
Yes.
All right, that's our bonus episode.
Yeah.
It's literally coming out the day that we recorded it.
Head over to our Spotify account, an Acquired Taste podcast. We will put that on our Twitter, and you can check it out there to the full playlist. What should we call it, Bethany?
Your musical montage.
Your musical montage. I love it.
Yeah, I like that.
Great.